This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk about an opportunity for folks to pick up some items that they might desperately need here this holiday season. I know it's already the holiday season, right? We have Dave Beroth is in with us this morning. Pastor Dave from the Hillside Hope Church here in Atlantic, and a few churches here in the community are getting together to help out with a thanks and giving giveaway here this Saturday. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it. You've teamed up with you and two other churches, the Hillside Hope Assembly, the New Life Church, and the First Church of Christ. Yeah. How did that pairing happen?
Well, we had an event. We partnered, our church partners with a humanitarian faith-based organization called Convoy of Hope. And so we had an event, and we had them bring a semi-load of goods, resources, food, cleaning supplies. And so we had eight churches come to this event, and then we shared all those items. And so the three churches that you mentioned, we thought after the event, hey, let's partner, let's be good neighbors to our community, and maybe make the holidays a little brighter for people. It's hard times right now. And instead of just thinking about what can we do for us, we said, let's share it with the community. So we got together and said, hey, let's have an event where people can come and get all the resources that they need right before the holidays. That's why we called it Thanks Plus Giving.
So you've got each church could do a little, or you could team up to do a lot.
Right. Yeah. We have a lot of food to give away, a lot of just cleaning supplies, a lot of things like Powerade and body armor and cereal, milk, a lot of different items.
Sure. So where did they all come? Where did all these items come from through that effort?
It came from a Convoy of Hope and through the semi truck that came, and we unloaded it and divided up the things. Instead of, like you said, just one church doing their thing, we just said, hey, let's bring all these resources together so people could just come to one location.
Sure. How did this come about? Is this the first time you've tried something like this?
Well, this is one of the first things that we're doing. We call it a rural initiative that, you know, we can think about things that are happening around the world, like what happened in Florida. And sometimes the little communities get lost in the shuffle. We put so much focus on a natural disaster, but every day of our lives, there's needs in our own community. And we just felt we needed to demonstrate God's love in a very practical way this holiday.
I hear that a lot, where folks will talk about how they want to raise money for natural disasters, things like that. There could also be devastating things that happen in your own community, fires and what have you. Some churches will do missionary-type things where they'll try to help out folks in Central America, Africa, and other locations. Yeah. And those are all needs.
Yeah.
But sometimes we just kind of look to the long range, and we kind of look right over the folks that are so close to us.
Yeah. And Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so in hard times, you know, with the economy and things being such an increase in cost right now, we can get so focused on our own need and forget that, you know, our neighbor is in need as well. So that's our heartbeat right now.
This giveaway is coming up here real quick, this Saturday from noon until 3, and initially it was talked about being at City Park, but forget that part. It's going to be held at your place now.
Yes, yeah.
At
yeah.
Hillside Hope Assembly.
Yeah.
And folks don't know where that is located. It's just on the southeast edge of town.
Yeah, on 71, 22nd and 71, 1913 East 22nd Street, and so we're kind of out there on the hillside.
A lot of space, big parking lot.
A lot of
so
space,
it should be easy in and out, shouldn't
it? Yeah, we're going to have people come through the south doors, and we have everything in tables, and everything will be organized according to item, and they can walk through and get what they need, and then they'll go out our east doors. Mm-hmm. We'll even have people help load it up in their cars. The weather looks like it could be a little difficult, but we've got a lot of people helping and assisting.
So we've seen some giveaway opportunities like this where folks will show up and it's kind of like pre-boxed. You get what is in the box. This is not like that. It's actually going to be kind of a shopping experience.
Yeah. There'll be a shopping experience. They're going to walk through our gymnasium. Things will be organized on the tables. They'll be able to grab a box of cereal, milk, water, even paper plates and towels and different things like that. Dish soap. There's a lot of variety that will be there.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think that's kind of unique about this. We see a lot of these types of efforts that will happen, especially during the holiday season, and we're familiar with food pantries who do this on a weekly basis in the area. But this is an opportunity not just to do the food items. You got quite a variety.
Right, yeah. I mean, even we have some stuffed animals even for kids if they wanted to maybe get a little gift for their child and help that way.
Are these all new items? Yeah, or some
brand
of them
new
don't
items. Make... Everything's wrapped. The expiration date on them, some of them goes to like 2025. And so, yeah, we're excited to be giving this stuff to our community.
It's got to be pretty fulfilling for you and members of your church and the other churches involved in this process to not only to be able to provide this to other people, but just to see the joy on their faces.
Yeah, and just partnering with the other churches, New Life and First Church of Christ, starting a really neat relationship with Ben Winford and Colton Doherty. Just to be excited about getting our church families working together as one church, so to speak, in a community, even though we're different, you know, different organizations, different churches, but to do it and be excited about it. And it's great to rub shoulders with other people who go to different churches.
Well, it really is. We all kind of have the same goal in mind at the end, right? We're all kind of pointing in the same direction. So it's kind of nice because a lot of us in the back of our minds, we have the same mission. We have the same goals, whether it's to get where we want to be or just our mission here on earth. And there's no reason that we can't partner up with some folks who, you know, just might worship at a different location.
It's been great.
Very good. So this is an opportunity for folks to come out and to take advantage of this. Again, it's this Saturday, November 5th from noon until 3 p.m. And it will be at the Hillside Hope Assembly location. So this is a chance for folks to be able to collect a lot of items. Is it means tested? Do they have to fill out anything when they show up, Dave?
It's just free for the community. Yeah.
Okay. Do you suspect you might get some folks who can't be there that day, so they'll come out and pick some things up for some friends who are in need?
Yeah, that would be great. If you know somebody in need and they're not able to, maybe they don't have transportation that day, or maybe they don't want to come out in the weather if it's going to be that bad. Come and get some items for people that you know that might not be able to attend this giveaway.
Even if it's just across town, if the weather's kind of cold, rainy, or snowy, perhaps, it can be a little difficult for some folks to be able to make that trip. So
and
help the friends.
And the three of us, our churches, pastors got together and we said, let's not just have this be a one-time event. So we also have other resources that we're using to just bless our community throughout this whole next year. So how can we come alongside of our high schools and the police station and the fire department and, you know, the paramedics and some of the first responders in the hospitals? We have hand sanitation. We have Clorox wipes. We have all kinds of things that we're going to be able to just bless our community with this entire year.
So, Dave, if there are other church leaders or just other folks out there, leaders in different realms here in the community that are hearing this and thinking, you know, maybe we'd like to partner up at some time and help to provide some assistance with a project like this. Is there more room?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely more room. And I would encourage them to go on Convoy of Hope's website, convoyofhope.org, and just, look through their website and see how you might want to partner with them as well. If they have any questions, they can call me.
Okay.
Just call me at the church, and I'd be happy to walk them through the process.
Okay. Yeah. It never hurts to look into some of those resources that are available to you out there. You might be surprised at what you'll really find. Much like here in this case, too. Well, it's nice to see all the people getting together to be able to do this type of a project here. And again, that's this Saturday. It's the First Church of Christ, the New Life Church, and Dave's church, Hillside Hope Assembly here in Atlantic, pairing up to be able to do this giveaway. You'll find all kinds of stuff, food, drinks, clothing items, household type
items.
We have
socks.
And things.
Socks that they can get for their kids and socks that you can have for yourself. Yeah, there's a lot of different things.
Very good. Get yourself prepared and make somebody's holiday season a little better.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Dave Beroth with us here today. He is the pastor at Hillside Hope Assembly in Atlantic, and along with the other two churches involved, helping to provide this opportunity for folks here this weekend. It is free. There is no charge when you come in. So check it out if it's something that you might be able to take advantage of here this weekend and make somebody's light a little brighter here in the holidays. Dave, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And thanks for you and the churches and your members for doing what you're doing.
Yeah, we're delighted to. And so thank you for allowing us to have this opportunity to get the word out.